Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Klarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, my guest is Howard Zucker, a photographer here in Fort Lauderdale, formerly from New York, who is working with self-image photography. How do you see yourself? How do you know what you look like? Who are you? Photography can have a tremendous healing power in understanding our self-image. The image you see in the mirror is based on misperceptions developed in the mind over time. Howard Zucker has been able to bring people out of their shells and into happiness with how they look. Howard, say good hello.
Hello, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Howard and I have known each other for a couple of years, so we're going to start laughing every so often, but that's okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Howard, tell me how you got started with photography and then how you got into this self-image photography.
Photography was always something, you know, ever since I'm a child that I really loved to do. I was in, you know, business for many years. I worked on Wall Street, but always had that calling to go back to photography. So I started doing photography just kind of innocently, taking pictures of people. And one after another, I would notice that the people I was photographing were having these tremendous experiences and just remarking how it was so much more than just a photography session.
Uh-huh.
They were seeing things about themselves they had never seen. They were discovering different things about themselves. And through that process, I learned to discover the power of photography.
Is that normal for photographers, or is that what just happened to you?
I don't necessarily know about other photographers.
Okay.
You know,
that's true. I forgot about that.
There are journalism photographers and art photographers. This is just the way my photography went. Every person that came to see me was having a very unique experience, a very healing experience, a very empowering experience.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to try and understand it more, and I sought out some therapists in New York where I went to and explained what was going on, and together they helped me to understand and really formalize the process, which I've called self-image photography.
What are some of the problems that people talk about to you?
I mean, the range, it's dramatic. It's so huge. There's traumas from childhood that you interpret to be negative perceptions of yourself, and they could be completely untrue.
Right.
It's growing up and getting a lot of negative feedback from your dysfunctional families, especially if you're gay. You're almost taught at a very young age, there's something wrong with you. So no matter how you look, you're developing, there's something wrong.
Right.
So even you could change, you could grow, you could redo yourself, plastic surgery.
Right.
But every time you step in the mirror, that same tape plays, there's something wrong with you.
Right. Well, from personal experience, I have been 6'1" since I've been 13 years old, which is not, it's great now, but I mean, when I was growing up, it was always a negative. How's the weather up there? String bean, because I was tall and skinny. I had all of these, you know, nicknames that were, you know, my family did it to me. I mean, it was just not just my friends. So I walked with a stoop for the longest time.
Of course.
Until everyone kind of, you know, started getting
caught up.
Yeah, now I live in Florida, all these short people, so I'm stooping. But you're right. You pick up the strangest things from
your family. And then you get fixated on it.
Right.
And no matter what happens in life,
you're the fat
you
kid.
Still are the tall kid or the short kid or the thin kid.
Right, right.
You know, and even if you could change, or if, for instance, when everyone grew up also and you were just about everyone else's height,
right,
you still held it maybe in your mind
that you were
I'm
tall.
The tall one, there's something wrong here.
Right, right. There was that did happen to me for a long time, but I've had a lot of therapy.
good.
Is it time for the disclaimer that I was a client of yours?
Yes, yes. We had a great photo session quite a few years ago.
I have to be totally honest. I was a client of Howard's. He was hired to do my picture when I became the board chair of the Stonewall National Museum and Archives. And so they needed a headshot. So we did the headshot, and it turned into a 3 or 4 hour session with lots of different costumes. And, I'm just joking. Wardrobe changes, costumes, and actually, if you're on the show page right now, the fifth picture, the guy in the jeans and the white shirt that's looking very confident with his hands on his hips, is the tall, skinny kid who thought he was too tall. So I have
looking wonderful.
Looking fabulous. Just exactly. Looking, everyone loves that picture. So what I want to say is that personally, I went through this, and I was very surprised when I saw my pictures. And I've had a lot of pictures taken. I was actually a fashion model in New York City in my teen years, or late teen years. So back, enough about me. Tell me about your biggest success story. Anonymously.
Right. It's hard to come out with the biggest, but certain ones, of course, you know, come to mind. People, it's major breakthroughs to me that are the success story. People that were camera-phobic and maybe never allowed their photo to be taken. Mm-hmm. You know, people have told me that they've, you know, called their friend at midnight because they noticed their friend took a photo of them on their camera phone. And they called their friend and said, you know, I'm not getting off the phone until you tell me you've deleted that photo.
Uh-huh.
They can't sleep.
Right.
If they know there's a photo out there of them.
Right.
They've come to see me. We've taken these amazing photos. They get to see themselves in a beautiful light. And now they're out there taking pictures.
Great.
So that's a big breakthrough.
Yes.
Because even though it's just about a photo, it's now changing and transforming their whole lives.
Right, exactly.
They're not running away from the camera. People
right.
told me, you know, they would be at a party and they would always purposely be somewhere else when they said the camera comes out.
Right. Oh, I've seen those people. And you can see them when there's a group shot, they're always standing to the side.
Yeah, I mean, those are, you know, right. That's one way. Another thing is somebody, you know, this is a little more drastic, but somebody that had surgery and had a colostomy bag.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's somebody that would also have, you know, some negative feelings of themselves and
right.
also avoid a camera.
Right.
By the end of the session, we were, you know, taking complete photos. It was a long process.
Right.
But photos
understand.
With his colostomy bag that he now has one hanging in his closet. And when he goes in the morning and looks at it, he feels good about himself.
Good, good.
So, you know, again, that little change can grow into drastic changes in how you live every day.
So how do you put people at ease? How do you get them to start talking or opening up?
You know, that it's different for everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's always some people come in, they're shaking. Some people come in, they're sweating. They're very nervous.
I was sweating.
People are, you know, for some people, the act of being of having photos taken brings up a lot of anxiety.
Right.
A lot of issues from the past, from the traumas, from the bullying, from the it brings up the reasons that the self-image has been destroyed.
Right.
So somehow I have to talk to them, quickly kind of discover what's going on, what are the inhibitors, just open them up, try and relax them. And sometimes that can take, you know, 45 minutes to an hour.
Right.
We
wow.
don't start taking pictures until I think you're ready. They
okay,
walk
good.
In and they're holding on to themselves and sometimes
right.
they can barely talk. So it takes a while for people to get comfortable, but inevitably everybody does.
So it's not a Walmart session where you walk in
no.
and
right
in and
right.
out. Or
was not at all.
Or glamour shots where they
right.
just make
yeah.
you up and you're just crying. Threw up, what is it called? Mayonnaise on the lens. Not mayonnaise on the lens.
The gauze.
Like, gauze. It's gauze. I thought it was mayonnaise.
It's part of being comfortable is really one of the main aspects of this process, because when you're comfortable, then you're going to look comfortable.
Exactly.
So what you see in the photo is you feeling comfortable.
Right.
And sometimes that's what's so shocking for people to see. They've never seen themselves looking that way.
That's exactly
They've
right.
seen themselves tense. They've seen themselves nervous. Uptight. So when you're feeling those things, you're certainly not going to look your best.
Right, right, exactly.
So this becomes a new experience for them.
That is great. That's amazing. That's amazing. So you get a person coming in and he's holding himself or he or she is holding himself. You don't know ahead of time what the you know what the if,
what the issues are.
Yeah, what I call it the time bomb. You know, is it, and they start opening up. What do you tell them, you know, while they're having their picture taken after they've opened up? How do you keep that level without having them, you know, go back to the comfortable place? Because I remember I did this. All right, so I'm telling you this. I had moments when I was not fully clothed, okay, which I'm not. I was like a fat kid, then I was a skinny kid, and now I'm like a normal gay person, a little bit muscular, but not. Totally, and with hair.
You're perfect.
I'm perfect. Thank you. I'm perfect. Well, anyway, so there was this moment where I didn't have like a lot of clothes on, and I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm going back to I don't want him to take this picture. And then we talked for a while, and we went on again. But how do you know when that when the body language, because you can't keep it constant. It's a long session. For me, it was a long session.
Right. Well, you know, again, because it's what I do, and it's what I do all the time, you develop a sense. I'm very intuitive. I know what's going on with the person. You know, I'm not just behind the camera clicking away. I'm continually staying in touch with how the person is standing and speaking. And, you know, if they start shaking again, I know. I know when it's time to take a break. I know when I have to go over and talk to them. And, you know, a little encouragement. It's a lot of patience.
Right. You have to have a lot of patience for this
job. It's a lot of patience. Yeah, it's a lot of patience. God. But
yeah,
it's very gratifying.
I'm going to give Howard's phone number out for his business. It's www.momentumz.com. One word, momentumz.com. His phone number is 954-599-7579. And the show page will be up for about 5 years. And that phone number and website is on the will be on the show page that whole time. So thank you. Okay, 5 or 10 years from now, where are you going to be?
You know, this is a fairly new concept
for
people. So there are many people around the country that are doing different things, that are training in universities. I'm hoping that in 5 years it's much more understood and that it's becoming more of a busy kind of practice and more sought after. And healing much more.
Howard Zucker franchises all over the country.
I'm ready.
I think you're right. I think there
it's very powerful. And, you know, although it's not necessarily so well understood now, I'm hoping that in time, once people see what it can really do, that more people run and flock towards it.
And there's also, can you tell us a little bit how social networking has changed all this?
Well, of course. I mean, now a photo is everywhere.
Right.
You can't sign on to your computer in the morning without seeing possibly a horrible photo.
Right. Exactly.
You know it's just confirming whatever negative thoughts you have about yourself.
Right.
And even though the negative thoughts aren't necessarily accurate, the photo, of course, if you're had a drink or it's a bad angle or you were tired, the photos you're not going to look your best, and it's just going to reaffirm the negative thoughts you have. So, you know, and alternatively, of course, in a positive way, you when we're using these social networks, you want to put yourself out in the best possible way.
Exactly.
So when you're taking a photo and you're feeling good, it's really the energy. I capture the energy of the people when they're feeling good. So the photos are now conveying positive energy and are much more attractive to other people.
Well, you know, it's also true. Every lawyer, every accountant, every dentist, every physician I know has a website with their picture, which when I was a dentist, 30 years ago, we never had that. I never had to show my face to my patients before they saw me.
Now you can't get away without it.
There is, I would say there is not one of my professionals that I work with that doesn't have their own website or accessible through a website with a facial headshot or them working a working shot, which I'm sure you realize that. So social networking, that's part of the social networking I was talking about, is that it's just not. You know, yes, you can go on Google Images, which a lot of people don't know you can do this. Go on Google Images and put in your name. You'll be surprised how many people have tagged you in their pictures and put them up online on Snapfish or Picasa or some of these other Nikon.com and or iFi. And you don't know that because, you'll be like sitting at a table and somebody took a picture. You don't realize they put that up on a website, and it will come up when you do a search, an image search of yourself.
Not always the best surprise.
Oh my God, have I been surprised! I'm sure everybody's going that they're doing their Google thing. Okay.
One of the things is the other people around the country that are doing this, they all focus on women because women, of course, are more known to have body image issues,
right?
All the way to the drastic way of anorexia and bulimia.
Right.
I, on the other hand, try and focus on gay men.
Uh-huh.
Because
I was going to ask that.
I really feel that gay men share just as much in those issues, due to upbringing of being repressed and being closeted and living a lie and keeping secrets and the bullying. The bullying is a tremendous factor in all this.
Right. But I notice there are women on your website that you've got.
I work with women, but
a beautiful picture.
I I do a lot of work with gay men.
Right. Right.
And find that there's a lot of healing that can be done in the gay community.
Exactly.
With this process.
Oh my God, yes, because we're like the worst. And I mean,
we've had a lot of experiences.
Yeah, and we're men are visual. Men are more visual than women. You know, men, unfortunately or fortunately, we have been trained to whether you know, we can find the slightest flaw in ourselves and others.
And others are pointing them out all the time.
With great detail. I mean, I'm just going to go back to a funny detail. You'll laugh about this. Howard was the photo editor of a now in hiatus magazine called The David, and they did a little article, and I was in the article, and I sent a picture in. And do you know that almost everyone I know said, instead of saying, "There's a wonderful picture, it was a great little story about your son," they said, "I can't believe you have a yellow sport jacket."
That's what they noticed.
Okay. It was cream. At crew. I can't believe it. But it's amazing what gay... It was only gay men that said that, by the way. My family who saw it thought it was wonderful. I sent it out all over. But every gay man mentioned that I had a cream sports jacket on. I said, I'm both with a bunch of straight people. I had to dress up nice. Okay.
Well, they were looking at the photo. That's good.
They were looking at the photo and the story, but they don't remember the story. They just remember the visual. That's what we're talking about, that people remember the visual. There is a link on the website to a public television interview, a little short story, and it's, I believe, linked to a YouTube that plays for you, but this was broadcast recently. Tell us how that came about.
I was doing a workshop at a Men's Health Summit. Last summer, and they had some radio people there to do some interviews, and I started talking to one, and they thought what I did was very interesting, so they set up a separate session with me. So they came in, they shot me, they interviewed me, they interviewed a couple of the therapists I work
right.
with, therapists refer clients to me, and they interviewed two clients I was working with,
right,
a man and a woman, each having their own issues. So,
and they were great.
Yeah, I was very appreciative because they were very open.
They were amazing. If you haven't seen it, you've got a link right in front of you. So,
and there are two examples. You know, one was a woman who had just recently lost weight. So,
right.
When you go through body changes, again, it's very hard for the body to adjust to the physical.
Right.
You're so used to. Every time you look in the mirror, your body just, it's a pattern.
Right.
It's a learned behavior.
Right.
You see something, whether you're young or you're in your 20s, your 30s, you see something, you fixate on it, and you can change it, but then your mind doesn't process it.
Right.
And seeing these photos, it's a way for your mind to open up and then see the reality.
Oh, exactly. And you know, one of the little blurbs, I put little blurbs out all week long before the show. One of my blurbs was, what do you do when you walk by the mirror? Do you cringe? Do you smile? Do you go, are you disgusted? You know, do you close your eyes? Do you not have mirrors? I mean, I know people who don't have mirrors in
yes.
their home.
A lot of people that have come to see me, you know, they dread looking in the mirror. And they dread photography. They dread photos.
Right.
Well, and they feel, again, people feel they're not photogenic. Nobody has left a session with me saying they're not photogenic.
Right.
They get to see. They are. As long as they can feel comfortable, they are now photogenic.
Well, there's something about a photograph, especially in the eyes and posture, to me, that shows a soul or a personality.
Right.
To me, it's eyes and posture. To other people, I mean, what are some of the other things that convey it?
It's not necessarily so much about the physical appearance. You know, this whole process is not meant to say your outer beauty is what counts.
Or right.
Your outer beauty is, more important.
Uh-huh.
It's about your insides just feeling comfortable
uh-huh.
with wherever you're at. And you're getting, like you said, your soul.
Right.
If your soul is just feeling good about yourself, no matter what's going on,
right.
then you're just going to look great. You're going to be, all your positive energy is going to come out
right.
in a smile, and you're going to look great.
Right. And it is more than just a smile. You do pick up something. You do see a picture, and you say, that's a self-confidence. That's a good person.
Right. It shows confidence. It
right.
shows power. It shows just a good feeling.
Right. Good. Can we talk a little bit about cost?
Sure.
Okay. We talked about how long these sessions are. It's cheaper than a shrink, and cheaper and better than taking Xanax. Trust me. So.
And it's a one-shot deal.
Yeah, and it's a one-shot deal. Well, yeah, but then you look at your pictures forever. You'd be very narcissistic about this whole thing. I've done this. So tell us about what someone can expect to spend on a session with you.
The standard session is $250, and for that we take up to around 100 different photos.
Wow.
The intention is for people to bring different outfits. It's to see yourself, how you look, in all different phases.
Right.
How you look dressed up, how you look in casual and jeans. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe in a t-shirt, in a relaxed look, and maybe in a bathing suit, maybe in a pair of underwear. It's meant to catch you in all your everyday looks.
Right.
So you have an objective viewpoint of all those things and different
right.
angles and different profiles, all the ways
right.
you're not necessarily seeing from behind, the things you don't see about yourself.
Uh-huh.
So people bring a slew of all different kind of things. We look at them all. We decide what we want to take. We end up in the end taking about 100 photos.
Wow.
And then we look at all the photos on a large screen.
Uh-huh.
So here's the opportunity to really, it's sometimes a little overwhelming, but this is where you really get to see yourself one after another looking wonderful.
Good, good.
That's photo cool. after photo after photo.
Uh-oh. Okay, we got somebody calling in. Oh, he hung up. Oh.
And then that's the standard price at $250. There's another shoot that you could do for $150. It was just a little less.
Okay. We have a caller. Go ahead. Can you get a little closer to your phone, please? Hello? I'm sorry, we're not getting a transmission here. Forget it. Okay, goodbye. Sorry. Okay. I tried. We tried. We had. It looks like it sounded like a British caller.
Yes.
We have people all over the world listening
okay,
to this podcast.
Yes. There was an accent.
There was an accent. He probably didn't know. I think he was having some trouble with his phone. Sorry. So, I'm sorry to interrupt. So
sure.
There's a 250 session. There's
right. 250 standard, where we go to the 100 photos. I try to make it affordable. I don't want money to be
right.
the issue. In getting in the way of someone's improving their self-esteem. So,
okay.
For $150, we can do a smaller shoot where we just take less photos.
Right. Okay. What about, somebody who is very self-conscious about their body, is going to bring a lot of loose-fitting clothing, a lot of grab clothing, and you look at it and you go, we could do better. Do you keep a little wardrobe at home, a few things?
I actually do, yeah. Yeah, the first part of it is we kind of look at everything they brought. And some people bring a ton of things, which
right.
I encourage. I think that's a good thing.
Right.
I also try and have them bring a few things that push the limits a little.
Right.
If I tell them something you're not necessarily that comfortable in, let's look at it. Let's take
right.
a photo. Maybe you'll decide it looks great.
Right.
Again, with men, it's maybe wearing a tank top or a
right.
sleeveless shirt. A lot of men, maybe don't think their bodies are where they should be,
right.
and they tend to stay away from that. But I will encourage them to try that. If they don't have it, I do have a bunch in different sizes. I'll always encourage them to try that on. And
right.
inevitably, they look fine. They
right.
look great.
Right, yes.
All bodies are different.
Exactly, but all bodies have the same capacity to be comfortable. Yeah, everyone has the
right.
capacity.
The people have the capacity
right.
to be comfortable
the
with
bodies
their bodies.
People, I'm sorry, that's the wrong word there.
And this is where they just truly see it.
Good, it's like an opening. I want to tell people that I did not bring a lot of stuff to Howard's house that day, and we're close in size, so I got all of his.
I have all different sizes, all different colors.
But I ended up like. Putting things on that I had never put on. I will come out to this group here, okay?
Okay.
I have a picture of me, and the only picture that exists on the planet Earth, and it's never been posted, we hope, because Howard's very discreet. He's never posted it. I'm in a harness, a leather harness. For those of you out there who are not gay, who are not members of the Ramrod fan club or the leather community, harness is kind of like an x-ray thing that kind of crosses your body and kind of grab people with it. I have no idea what the use of it is. Do you?
Oh, it's just meant to, be a look.
It's a look? I thought it was to, like, grab you or tie you up or something.
Yeah, you can do that, but it's a look.
Well, anyway, it kind of accentuates your chest, and you actually look better your chest looks better and your shoulders look better because it kind of lifts and separates like a plating spot. So I have this picture out there, which only my husband and I have seen, and Howard. And I have never considered myself as a sexy person. I have had people tell me that I'm, you know, bubbling personality, charming, but I've never been, you know, I never have looked at a picture and said, that's a sexy picture. So that's my only sexy picture with my little, it's not a little harness, but it's a major harness. It's a leather strap that kind of crosses your chest and goes around your shoulders.
Right. I mean, you know, there are certain things I go for in the photos. I want to find images of the person conveying a real big smile and looking very happy. There are a lot of people that see a photo of themselves and they cannot believe how happy they look.
Right.
They're not used to them. They're uncomfortable with their smile. There are issues with teeth. There are issues with,
right,
you know, people have been making fun of their smiles. So a lot of people are really moved and shocked about a smile photo.
Right.
Another thing I really try and bring out in people is the sexiness.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of people that can't get in touch with their sexuality,
right,
or their sexiness. So.
Right.
You know, that is an example of something, you know, that might work to help someone realize their sexuality.
Right. It's not something that many people have in their wardrobe, but you do.
I happen to have that, yes.
Is that a prop or is that your own?
We have lots of different things. You know, they're all meant to just...
I'm joking.
They're all meant to just, you know, bring people to try and experience new things. And, you know,
right,
get in touch with their happy side, their sexy side, their, you know, all the different personalities that,
exactly,
we have. We do photos in business suits, you know, to get their more conservative side.
Right.
So it runs the gamut.
Right. And then you need everyone needs a business shot or a headshot like that. Cause as I said, you know, whatever business you're in, like you have one. Who took your picture? Did you take your own picture?
No. People take my pictures. I'm thrilled when people take my pictures.
Really? Really? Because it's a great picture if you relax with your camera. And I'm,
yes,
wondering, because, you know, a lot of photographers do self-portraits. It's a very...
Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. No, I don't.
I can't imagine doing a self-portrait. I mean, I would be so nervous with a self-timer and I'm running and stuff like that. I'd say, is it going to go off? Is it going to go off? Is it going to go off? Yeah, 5, 4, 3. So, yeah. So somebody did take your picture. How was that?
Those pictures were just taken out and about, and I'm always very thrilled when I get a good photo.
So you're one of those photographers that like their picture taken?
When it's a good photo, yes.
Because I'm
very critical, so when I see photos that are not good, that's not a good photo.
Right.
But when there's a good one that I can use for, you know, Facebook or some,
right,
some reason, yeah, I'm very happy.
Because I know one of the gadfly photographers in town is just so angry when I take his picture. Popping a bill. I'm coming on the air.
Okay.
When I take his picture with my camera, because I'm running around with a camera too, I'm a terribly obtrusive chronicler of things. And when I've taken his picture, he's just always like stuck his hand in front of his face.
Or, yeah, no, he's taken some wonderful photos of me.
Okay, good. You're lucky.
He's fantastic.
And he's taken thousands of me. Yes, over the years. All right, let me give you a little bit of we're down to the last minute here. I know Howard doesn't. I can't.
That's fast.
I know. I told him he says this is going to be the fastest 30 minutes of his life, and I am not letting him see a clock. So I want to go over a couple of quick things. Again, Howard's website is momentumz.com. His phone number is 954-599-7579. This broadcast will be available in about 10 minutes for download. If your friends missed it and you want them to hear it, just have them go to www.blogtalkradio/StonewallLive and look in the archive shows, and you'll see Howard Zucker's face and name. And as I said, that's up for about 5 years. Howard, in the last minute here, what are the final words you want to tell our audience about what this can do for them?
You know, anybody that has issues with, you know, when they look in the mirror and they're not happy with anything about themselves, whether it's their body or their face or anything about the way they look, or they feel they're not photogenic, they should really give me a call, and I think they'll have a very wonderful, empowering experience and be shocked by what we do.
And so will their families.
Yes,
and
everyone that sees the photos.
Okay, great. Listen, we're gonna sign off here, and I want you to all again go to the website, go see the PBS, the Public Television, YouTube, and There we go. Good night from Fort Lauderdale.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're done. Mm-hmm.